Now, a survey question. Would you say that most people can be trusted, or that you can't be too careful? Illinoisans are divided on the question, though not in the usual ways of politics. I'm Brian Mackey for this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, a look at a recent set of survey results on trust and why it matters for our democracy. Americans have been asked about trust in one form or another for decades. The modern standardized version of the question goes like this. Generally speaking, would you say that most people can be trusted, or that you can't be too careful in dealing with people? Nationally, just 32% of respondents say most people can be trusted. In Illinois, that figure is 39%.
So people are more trusting in Illinois as a whole than the nation as a whole.
This is John Transu, a professor of political science at the University of Illinois Springfield. He says back in the 1970s, the numbers on trust were relatively high, 46%, 44%. Then, in the 90s, it started declining.
And then the somewhat good news is that it leveled off. I mean, we saw some really steep declines. But then in the late 2000s, it kind of leveled off at about 32%.
And nationally, that's basically where we are today. Line up any three Americans, and chances are one says most people can be trusted, while the other two are wondering, why are you lining us up, and who are you anyway? This question really piqued my curiosity. Public opinion surveys usually ask about politicians and issues. How's the governor doing? What do you think about immigration or gun control? So I asked Transu, why this trust question?
That's a great question, and it's actually one where there's a lot of work, and a lot of it began with a guy named Robert Putnam, who had a book called Bowling Alone.
America's social capital is diminishing, according to Harvard political scientist Robert Putnam.
This nation. NPR's Robert Siegel interviewed Putnam about Bowling Alone in the year 2000. The big metaphor in his book was that people were still going bowling, but that they were doing so in small groups, not through clubs or leagues.
Absolutely right. I'm using that as an example of the fact that we're no longer connecting with our communities.
It's this lack of connection that's key to the idea of social trust.
So when I just walk out my front door, what is my expectation? Do I need to be on guard, or can I just sort of do what I'm meaning to do without thinking of how other people might thwart me or hurt me?
And if people are on guard about everyone they come across, that can be bad for our democratic self-governance.
We have to be able to interact with each other and believe that we can do so without, you know, undue repercussions. But even beyond that, it's a tremendous economic force. Not only do we see much higher growth rates and innovation in places with high trust, but also it seems to be a better predictor of future economic activity and success than even your previous economic activity, which is kind of mind-blowing.
If all this sounds a little abstract, here's a concrete example. Let's say there's a home renovation project. If it's in an area with higher trust, the workers can leave their tools out when they go to lunch. That saves time, packing, locking in the truck. That sort of thing might be prudent in an area with lower trust, but it's time that's not being spent on productive and money-making construction. This conception of trust helps explain the biggest gaps when you drill down into the poll results. In the NPR Illinois survey, trust is one of the few areas where there aren't large gaps between Republicans and Democrats. But where you do see a divide is on race, income, education. Trust is markedly lower among people who are Black or Latino, who make less than $100,000 a year, or who have a high school diploma, maybe some college. The only groups that are more trusting than not are those with bachelor's degrees or who make more than $100,000 a year.
You can be more trusting if you could recover from a setback more easily. It's easier to go through life as a high trust person, but if you're one property loss away from not making rent, then you really can't do that. You have to be more careful.
In other words, for a lot of Americans, for a lot of Illinoisans, trust is a luxury they cannot afford. I'm Brian Mackey.